It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and we are back here at the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, we actually made it on time tonight so we can talk a little bit of basketball before everything starts. Tonight, the Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Grayville Bison, so it ought to be a fairly decent matchup. Both teams kind of been struggling a little bit, but Salukis might have, we were talking about on the way over here, Salukis might have a little bit more of a height advantage over the Bison.
And they got a little bit there, especially with 6'7" Nathan Worth. The Bison's tallest player listed is a 6'3" junior, Braden Hatcher. And then they have a 6'2 Valeria Labadi and a 6' Christian Chambliss. But besides that, they have three kids that are 5'10", one kid that's 5'8", a couple that are 5'7", you got one that's 5'9", and then a kid that's 5'6". So, I mean, looking at the roster too, they're really senior-junior dominant with six seniors and I think five juniors. And you see a little bit more of a balance with the Red Hill Salukis rosters, a little bit more freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And we'll just have to see how this one plays. Both teams lost their first game of the tournament, losing 45-40 with the Grayville Bison over the Sisney Running Lions. And then, of course, the Red Hill Salukis ended up losing a tough game to North Clay, 49-39 on the first day of action back on Saturday.
And the Salukis on that game, they were mainly in control of the first half. And then all of a sudden they came out in the second half and that full court press was just kind of shutting them down a little bit, and they weren't able to make their way around it. And North Clay just kept causing turnovers off of that, and they kept getting some steals. And Red Hill just wasn't able to do much with it. And North Clay was also having a little bit of trouble against Red Hill's, I think it was a 3-2 zone. They were running there for a little bit. It was kind of a 3-2 zone trap, it seemed like, but we might see a little bit more of that here tonight and as the tournament goes on. But back to what you were saying about Grayville, mainly a senior-junior dominant team, I'm only seeing on their roster that they gave Wayne City only one sophomore, and I mean, they've got a little bit of experience, so these guys have played together a little bit longer than what some of the Red Hill guys have done. But it should be a very interesting game. Red Hill's got a lot of talent on their roster, and I mean, I think that'll kind of balance out between the two teams. And like we've been seeing, Red Hill has been mainly a first half team, but they just got to switch something up and get it moved over into the second half where their momentum carries through, because it seems like they may get out on top in the third quarter and score a few points here and there. But then all of a sudden, it's just like they drop their heads and everything flushes out of them, and they don't know what to do rolling into the second half.
You're totally right, Ryan. And you also got to think, they played a lot of tough competition to start the season. You know, you started out with Sisney. It was a back-and-forth game. Ended up winning that game. And then you had to go into the Capital Classic, and you got to play the teams of Fairfield, Olney, and Salem. So all three really good teams there. And then had a little break between that and had a couple, basically a little easier competition than what you had, than had to play Olney again once, almost after the tournament there. And now you have a tougher team. You play North Clay. North Clay had a good 1-2-2 zone that they would run in the front court, and then they would switch off to man in the back court. And I don't know, this Grayville team, they might be faster than what Red Hill is. They might be able to be better in transition, but I like the matchup for Red Hill, especially with the height and especially with the skill set some guys have. Drake Allen has been playing really well lately, but he's really, really worked on that ball handling too. And if Cameron Ray can come out hot from three, this thing can be over by the second half. Who knows?
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're coming to you live from the Toyota Bashuku, Illinois press box. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back with more pregame action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is a friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still here at pregame watching the Grayville Bison kind of warm up a little bit out there. And like we were talking about, not much height out there compared to the Red Hill Salukis. But back to what you were saying just before the break, Joe, Drake Allen has been improving over the duration of the beginning of the season. A lot better ball handling throughout the Saluki roster and coming off the bench, usually first off the bench, more towards the end of the first quarter. Anthony Gerald, a transfer from Lawrenceville at the beginning of the year, he's been giving Coach Brian Havel some quality minutes right there off the bench and carrying into the second quarter. Granted, if any one of the players are getting into foul trouble, but Anthony Gerald is kind of one of their key factors in some of their basketball games, and he just comes in there whenever he gets the ball and he's got a wide open shot. He's not afraid to take it. I mean, he's outside. He's a great three-pointer shooter, as we've seen from some of the JV games that we were able to watch, and even in the varsity matches, he's not afraid to shoot. If he's wide open, he gets the ball, he pulls up and hits it, and 9 times out of 10, I mean, every once in a while he'll miss one here or there, but he's still very young. He's only a sophomore, so he's still got a lot ahead of him and a lot of room to improve. So I almost see him coming out looking like a Cameron Ray. Cameron Ray is a very, very good shooter, as he has won countless free throw shots and was able to, I believe, go to state a couple times during the year. And I mean, just be able to go through and just kind of get some good shots for the Red Hill Salukis, and just kind of one of those key factors throughout the years that he's been playing. He played last year as a freshman, and I mean, he was already playing like a seasoned varsity player.
And he was, and I like what Gerald's skill set is. I think he might be. I agree with the comparison with Cameron Ray, but he's just a little bit taller, and he's also, I think, a little bit more athletic. And you can see Ray at times, he has to come in late in the games and try to will his team back. But I like Gerald as this glue guy of this team. Even Andrew Maxfield comes in every so often and plays some solid minutes out there. So I'm glad we got a couple sophomores that are glue guys, you know?
And that'll just about do it for us for the pregame show, brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll be right back here in a few minutes with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We are here at day two in the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. It was a long extended day two as we were canceled Monday due to the weather. But tonight the Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Grayville Bison. And on the scoreboard, it looks like the Salukis will be the visiting squad for tonight's action. Starting for the Red Hill Salukis will be number 12, Cameron Ray. He is a 5'11 junior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, 6'7 senior. Number 24, Josh Henry. He is a 6'1 senior. Number 40, Drake Allen. He is a 6'2 junior. Number 41, Gavin Volkman, a 6'1 senior. Head coach for the Salukis is Coach Brian Havel. Assistant coaches Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, and Robert Petty. Red Hill Salukis are coming into this action at
4-4.
And Grayville, I'm not sure. I don't remember if you said what it was, but we will get their record here in a few short minutes as Joe will look it up real quick. Tonight's action is brought to you by Carl Richard Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Leggett Lumber. We are coming to you live from the Toyota Bushoku, Illinois Press Box. For those of you just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard.
So they are 1-4 on the season are the Bisons with their lone win against Sandoval.
And we are just moments away from tip-off time, but now we are getting set to hear the starting lineup for the Grayville Bison. Tonight, starting for the Bison is number 2, Lance Collins. He is a 5'7 sophomore. That one sophomore that's on the roster is out there starting. And number 11, Kenneth Funkhauser. He is a 5'10 senior. Also number 15, Cole Neely, a 5'10 senior. Number 25, Braden Hatcher. He is a 6'3 junior. And rounding it all out is number 24, Valerio Labate. He is a 6'2 senior. So Valerio Labate, we're going to have to try and remember that, Joe.
But hey, I thought it was Labate at first, so.
But head coach for the Bison is Tori Lynn. Assistant coach, Connor Neely. So there is your starting lineup. And we're just moments away from tip-off time. Tonight's pregame show is brought to you by Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital. Jumping for the Red Hill Salukis, as usual, will be number 20, Nathan Worth. And we'll see who's jumping for the Bison in just a moment.
I think it's going to be.
Looks like Valerio, Labate?
Labate, yeah.
Labate will be jumping for the Bison. Moments away from action. And the tip is back to Drake Allen. Nathan Worth got it. Ray back to Allen. swings it over to Henry. He's bringing it back to the middle of the floor. Kicks it in the corner to Volkman. Volkman swings it back around. Gets some good ball movement here early in the game. Henry tried to go over the top to Allen. Kind of tipped around there by Funkhauser. And last touch by Allen as it rolls out of bounds. So an early turnover there for the Salukis.
You can already notice that the Bisons are running a 3-2 trap there to start out the game.
And it looks like the Salukis are going to do their 3-2, 2-3 zone defense. Neely passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher gets it to Collins. Collins kicks it back out to Neely. Back to Collins. Kicks it over to the left wing to Neely. Down low to Labate. Missed the layup. No good on the shot. And last touch there by Nathan Worth as it was careening out of bounds. It will stay Bison basketball. Collins will inbound the ball just to the left of their goal. Trying to find somebody open. Salukis got it covered very well. Almost tipped away as it went into the backcourt. Neely into the corner to Funkhauser. Funkhauser cross-court pass there to Hatcher. Hatcher in the corner to Collins, tried to go baseline, but Henry shuts him down between the legs of the defender. In the corner to Neely, up top to Hatcher, pulls up for three and buries it home.
Not only did he buried that over Nathan Worth.
Ray gets it up top to Henry, calling for some help, picked up his dribble, gets it back to Ray. Ray back to Henry. Kind of a weird zone defense. Tried to split a couple of defenders to get it into Nathan Worth, but went off the foot of one of the Bison. It will stay Red Hill Saluki basketball. Henry gets it into Ray. Bring it to the middle of the court. Back to Henry. Henry goes in the corner to Volkman. Volkman gets it inside to Worth. Worth pulls up from 5 foot out. No good. Gets his own rebound. Passes off to Henry. Flashes through the lane. Puts it up and in off the backboard.
Nice pass there by Nathan Worth.
Worth had his eyes open and saw Henry flashing through, calling for the basketball and hit him on a very good assist. Neely over to Funkhauser. He pulls up for three and buries it. Back-to-back threes there for the Bison. Hatcher and Funkhauser on the board. And Collins saves the basketball as he tipped it away. Back to Henry, stole it away as Funkhauser was trying to save it from going out of bounds, and Henry tried to pass it up to Worth and throws it too far ahead of him. Goes out of bounds, another turnover there for the Salukis.
It's kind of hard to open pass Nathan Worth, too, with such long limbs he has.
Too much basketball going on there. It's kind of fast-paced there. Collins splits two defenders, walks through into the lane, passed off to Neely, Neely tried to throw it cross court, but Collins gets the recovers the basketball, gets it in the corner to Funkhauser, pump fakes, brings it back up top, gets it in the hands of Neely. Neely down low to Funkhauser, out to Hatcher, back to Neely, throws it up. Labate gets the rebound, no good on his shot. Worth gets the rebound up court to Volkman. He throws it up and rolls around into the rim and in. 6-4 is the score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Good play there by Volkman.
Collins cross court to Funkhauser. Funkhauser out near the volleyball line. Allen stepped up. He gets it off there to Hatcher. Cross court to Neely. Neely with the basketball. Cross court over to Funkhauser. Goes down low to the easy wide open layup. And Allen gets the rebound. He brings it up court. No full court press, it looks like, by Grayville for this game. So Saluki's got a little bit of cushion, but Volkman throws away into the hands of the Bison as he was trying to pass off to Allen. Hatcher pulls up from 10 foot out. No good. Collins recovers the rebound. He drives inside, loose control. Labate gets it out to Hatcher. Finds Funkhauser. Down low to Collins. Puts it up. No good on the shot, but fouled on his way up.
So action-packed basketball already.
Volkman will pick up his first foul, team's first of the game. And Collins will be going to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the night. Collins hits the first one, makes it 7-4 with 4:15 to go here in the first quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Collins went 1-for-2 as he missed the second shot. Allen got the rebound. He'll bring it across the timeline, hand the ball off to Henry. Cross court to Ray. Ray goes over the top, gets it to Allen on the right wing. He tried to go over the top of Funkhauser, tipped away into the hands of Hatcher. He goes coast to coast up and in. These guys got a little bit of vertical, and I don't think the Salukis have figured that out yet. You can't really go over the top of them. Allen with it on the right wing, fakes left, drives right, drives into the lane, no good on the shot. Funkhauser gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Passes back to Collins. He splits, drives in the lane, kicks it out to Neely for three. No good. Ray on the rebound. He's going to bring it up court. Double team. Splits those defenders. Drives to the basket. No good. Foul was before the shot. So Ray will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 25. That is Braden Hatcher. He'll pick up his first foul. Team first. He said he was signaling two shots, but if it was a shooting foul, the basket should count, and he should only be shooting one.
Unless it was they didn't count the continuation, because if they didn't count the continuation, it's just a shooting foul.
So the basket does count, and Ray will be at the line going for the old-fashioned three-point play, 9-6 the score. So Ray at the line trying to extend that back to a two-point lead for the Bison, and he makes it. 1-of-1 at the line so far, 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Funkhauser brings it cross court, picks up his dribble, finds Collins. Collins on the right wing, cross court pass, back into the hands of Hatcher, steps up to the free throw line, shoots it, no good, but fouled on the shot. So he will stay right where he's at. That foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth, his first, team second. So Salukis pick up two quick fouls here in the first quarter. Hatcher's first free throw, no good. Get one more shot. Hatcher is a 6'3 junior, so pretty tall there, kind of competing with Worth down in the paint as he makes the second one. Bison now 2-of-4 at the line. Henry brings it across court to Ray. Ray on the left side, dumps into the corner to Volkman. He tried to pass it down low to Worth, but comes in the hands of Neely, and Ray will pick up his first foul as he was trying to reach in and steal it away.
So already three team fouls for the Salukis. That's one on Worth, one on Ray, and one on Volkman.
And Volkman will take a seat as Gerald will check in a little earlier, as we've seen him check in within under 2 minutes, but 3 minutes to go. Neely with the basketball out near the volleyball line, tried to pass it and goes off the leg of Drake Allen out of bounds. So it will stay Grayville basketball. Nice assist there from a fan to the ref.
It really was. And right now, Red Hill's playing well with this zone that they put on the Bison.
Collins with the basketball passes to Hatcher. Hatcher back to Funkhauser, trying to work it inside against the zone. Into the corner to Collins. Henry steps out on him, drives inside the lane. Down low to Hatcher, pulls up from 5 foot out, got it to fall. 12-7, 5-point lead now for the Bison. Ray brings it across the timeline, back and forth with Henry, trying to break this 3-2 zone. Back across court to Ray. Ray drives right side, passes out corner to Gerald, up to Henry now. Henry into the corner to Gerald. Gerald pump fakes, drives, puts it back up, over to Allen now on the left wing. Allen drives baseline, shut down, kicks into the corner, up top to Ray. Pulls up for three, contested. It looked like
might have been tipped.
Looks like Hatcher might have got a hand on it, and Bison recover the rebound. Collins brings it down court all the way to the basket. Blocked there by Nathan Worth, right into his hand, saved it. Ball still on the floor, and he gets it back. And a foul.
Somewhere, I don't know where it's on.
I'd say it's probably against the Salukis, and it is. It goes against number 40, Drake Allen. He picks up his first, team four. So four different fouls on four different players. Collins will inbound the basketball to the left of their goal. Finds Labate right under the basket. Puts it up and in for two. 1:43 to go, 14-7 in favor of the Bison on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Ray with it on the right wing. Kicks it down low to Allen. He pulls up for three. No good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. Put back. No good. Allen flies in, tips it away, and Gerald gets the steal. as Ray picks it up. He's trying to drive the basket, drives right to it, puts it up and in for a nice easy layup. So Saluki's caused a turnover, regained it by getting a steal and capitalized on it.
What a nice layup there, or a nice drive to the basket for Cameron Ray.
Collins dribbling out near the volleyball line, hands it off to Hatcher. Hatcher drives the lane, dumps it low to Labate. Ray goes up for it as it tipped up in the air. Jump ball called, and it will stay Bison basketball with 1 minute to go.
I really like what I see out of Ray so far this game. Great energy to start out the game.
Collins will inbound it, gets it into Funkhauser. Over to Labate. Labate kicks it out to Neely. Neely on the right wing. Dumps it down low to Labate. Labate goes right to the basket. No good. Too high on the backboard. Just under a minute to go. Allen going coast to coast. Kicks it back out to Ray. Back over to Henry. Looks like they might try and go for a last shot here in the first quarter. Henry out near the top of the key. He's going to pull up. Nobody stepped up on him. No good. Hatcher gets the rebound with 30 seconds to go. Kicks it off to Labate. Labate drives. And they're going to call a blocking foul against Henry. Basket counts and one. I believe Henry picks up his first foul, so five team fouls on five different players.
Each of the starters has at least one foul now.
Labate at the line, first time tonight, shooting free throws. Bison already 2 of 4. Make it 3 of 5 as he made that one, 17-9 the score. Henry will bring it across the timeline. 23 seconds to go. Ray holding it out there near the volleyball line. Back to Henry. Havel stepping up, telling him one shot. 15 seconds to go. Inching closer and closer. Henry, or Ray bringing it back up top. Cross court to Henry. Into the corner to Gerald. Gerald back to Henry. 5 seconds to go. Worth inside. Pulls up from the free throw line. No good. 2 seconds left. Funkhauser with the ball. He's just going to hold it. As time expires, don't want to take a shot on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Bison lead at 17-9 over the Salukis. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend. Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar & Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Second quarter of action getting ready to start here at the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. Salukis have the basketball to start out. Bison are on top, 17-9. Allen with it on the right wing, kicks it back up top, swings it around to Ray. Ray with the basketball gets it inside to Allen. Inside, down low to Worth, pulls up for the jumper, got it to fall. Cut the lead back to 6. Hatcher will bring it across the timeline. Looks like the Salukis are matched up in a man-to-man defense. Worth guarding Hatcher. Hatcher with the basketball still out near the volleyball line. Hands it off to Collins. Collins goes all the way around, passes off to Neely. Neely, little three-peat action going on. Hatcher back with the basketball. Goes right side. Tried to pass it off, hands it off to Neely. Neely drives inside the lane. Jump stops at the free throw line. Dumps it down low, backdoor pass to Collins, saves it from going out of bounds. Gets the ball off, throws it away into the hands of Worth. Worth looking up for somebody, finds Allen. He drives, passes off to Henry, pulls up for three, no good. Worth stretches up for the rebound, but tipped away out of his hands into the hands of Collins. Collins going coast to coast. And they're going to call a foul on Red Hill as Collins, it looked like, initiated contact. And if I'm not mistaken with the new rules, I thought that was offensive charge, but I'm not sure what it was. But that foul will go against number 23, Anthony Gerald, his first, team 6. Collins back to the line. First free throw is good. He is two of three now at the charity stripe. Got one more to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Best Way Express, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. He is now two of four and missed his free throw, but Bison got the rebound, and he made a three ball, so 10-point lead now, 21-11 for Grayville. Ray dribbles inside, kicks out to Gerald. He's going to pull up for three. Answers back. Gerald with his first points of the night, and Grayville wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Grayville still leads it over the Salukis, 21-14 with 6:28 to go. Hatcher with the basketball, guarded by Worth, tipped around. Worth gets the steal. He's going to go all the way to the basket. No good on the layup, but he was fouled by Hatcher, so he will go to the line to shoot two. Hatcher will pick up his second foul, team second, so Hatcher has both of them, whereas Salukis have six, but each by a different person.
Each by all the players that have been in the game so far.
Worth at the free throw line, shooting two. First one is good. Got that good backspin off the spring box and off the front of the rim, rolled right in. Worth gets another shot here. Second one on its way. Salukis are 3 of 3 now from the free throw line, 21-16 the score. Funkhauser passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher goes right side, hands it off to Neely. Neely goes... Dribbles off screen, drives in the lane, throws it up. No good on the shot, but fouled on his way up. That foul will go against number 24. That is Henry with his second foul. Team 7, so now the Bison are in bonus. But Neely at the line shooting 2, as it was a shooting foul. First one is good. Got it to fall. 6-point lead now again. Biggest lead so far has been 10 points when it was 21-11. Neely's second one on the way. No good. Seems like the Bison have been going 1 of 2 from the line so far tonight. The ball was last touched by the Bison. It will be Saluki basketball.
It also seems like they don't play any subs right now. I don't think they've pulled a sub in yet.
Not too many players in foul trouble. Just Hatcher with two. Allen has the basketball in the corner, guarded by Levate, and throws it off him out of bounds as he had him trapped, couldn't go anywhere. It'll stay Saluki basketball.
Speaking of Levate, if he would have made a couple more baskets, he missed a couple wide open shots, this lead could be bigger than what it is.
Henry will inbound it to Ray, gets it out near the volleyball line, trying to break the zone defense that the Bison are still in. Henry gets it inside to Allen, he squirms to the basket, puts it up and in off the backboard. And Levate crossed the line on the inbound, so that is a baseline violation. It will be Saluki basketball.
With the bucket here, they can get down to a 2-point deficit.
Henry gets it into Ray out near the timeline. Dribbles up, pass off to Henry, kicks it to Gerald in the corner. Gerald gets it back up top, cross court to Ray. Ray gets it off to Allen on the right wing. Back to Ray. Ray pulls up from 2 feet behind the three-point line. No good. Neely gets a rebound up court quickly to Hatcher and throws it away out of bounds, and it will be Red Hill Saluki basketball.
This could be another opening for the Salukis to try going a run here. The Bison have been playing pretty sloppy here in the second quarter.
Two quick turnovers there. 4-point deficit, 22-18. Into Allen, Gerald from the corner, back up top, Henry gets it back inside to Allen. Allen turns to the basket, throws it off the bottom of the backboard. Neely gets the rebound, kicks it inside to Levate. He puts it up and in off the glass. So Saluki's not able to capitalize on those two turnovers. Gerald back to Ray. Ray up top to Henry, bounce pass over to Allen. Allen gets it back up top, swings it around. Ray with it now on the left wing, drives inside, kicks it over the top to Allen. Pump fakes. He's going to drive inside the lane, put up a floater, got it, found on the bottom of the basket.
What a great drive and finish there by Drake Allen.
Collins is going to slow it down now, walk across the timeline, trying to cross up Ray there, passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher with the basketball now, gets a screen there from Punkhauser. It's off to Neely. Neely back to Hatcher, pulls up for the jumper and got it to fall. 6-point lead back and forth. Ray kicks in the corner to Gerald. Gerald wanted the three there, but it was a little bit too contested. Ray is going to pull up the three just short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes away to Hatcher out near midcourt, and Ray will pick up his second foul. It was on the floor, but they are in bonus with 8 fouls on the Saluki. So Ray playing with 2 fouls, and I believe Henry playing with 2 fouls. So Hatcher at the line shooting 1 in bonus.
Hatcher's also playing with 2 fouls.
Free throw on the way. He got the first one to go. He earned the second one. 4:03 to go here in the first half. Saluki's down by 7, 27-20. Hatcher's second one. Got that one. They went 2 of 2 at the line for the first time tonight, 28-20. Henry bringing it across the timeline. Saluki's kind of need to slow it down and try and open up the zone defense. Get a little bit better shot. They've been rushing these 3-point baskets. Gerald bringing it back up top to Henry. Henry cross-court pass to Ray. Ray kicks it in the corner to Allen. Allen back up top. Ray swings it around to Henry. Pump fakes. Gonna back it back out, calling a different play. Worth with it now on the left wing. Bring it back up top. Goes over the top to Ray. Ray pulls up for another shot, 3 just short. Henry, or Worth, gets the rebound to Henry. Down, tried to go into the corner to Gerald. He had a wide open lane to the basket, but he tried to pass it out and went off a Hatcher. Out of bounds, it stays Saluki basketball.
Still playing just a little too fast. Need to find the right shots here, get the easy shots, and break open the zone.
Ray has not found the bottom of the basket at all tonight, and he's shot about 4 or 5 times from 3-point land.
Right,
Henry's going to pull up from the top of the key, no good. Gerald is the only one I believe has made a 3-ball.
You're correct.
Collins picks up his dribble. Labate down to Funkhauser, puts it up and in off the glass. Back to a 10-point lead now, 30-20 for the Bison. Ray over to Henry, back and forth. Tried to work it inside, but tipped around. Labate picks it up, dribbling right to the basket, coast to coast, up and in. Biggest lead of the night is 12 on the Best Way Express scoreboard with 2:50 to go here in the first half. Bison lead at 32-20. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
The biggest variety of real country music. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis are down now, 32-20. They had multiple opportunities whenever it was 22-18 to capitalize off of 2 turnovers, but were unsuccessful to make it to the basket. And the Bison are just kind of playing a solid zone defense on them, shutting them down. And basically the same defense that Red Hill was running there in the first quarter, but they're just unsuccessful to anything on it.
You're totally right there. And it was down to a 4-point game, and now they swung an 8-0 run to make it a 12-point deficit.
Allen was driving the lane, tried to pass it out to Gerald, but called for the travel. And Gerald pulled up anyway and made that 3. So if Allen didn't travel, Gerald would be 2 of 2 from the 3-point line. Hatcher brings it up the court, hands it off to Collins. Collins tries to drive the lane, backs it out, picks up his dribble, finds Hatcher on the left wing. Hatcher trying to look inside, dumps it down low to Labate. Underneath the basket, no good on the shot. Picked up the ball, slid across the floor, but no travel called there. Collins passed off to Hatcher, drives the lane, puts up shot, no good. Labate, rebound, put back, no good, and fouled on his way up. He will go to the line to shoot two, as that foul will go against Nathan Worth. Ninth team foul, his second. So three players with two fouls for the Salukis. Labate back at the line, shooting two. First one on the way, no good. 2:05 to go left here in the first half. Coming to you live from the Toyota Bashuku, Illinois press box. Labate's second one on the way, no good. Ball tipped away and foul will be called. And it will go against Braden Hatcher. He will pick up his third foul, team's third. So Hatcher will come out of the game. Checking in for him is number four. He is a 5'9 junior. Ray brings it up court quickly. Passed off to Allen on the right wing. Wide open for a second, but passed back to Ray. Drives the lane, puts up a shot off the backboard. Worth getting the board. No good on the putback, but fouled on his way up. Worth will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 24. That is Valerio Labate. Picks up his first foul. That should be easy to figure out how many fouls somebody's got for Bison, because three of them are against Hatcher and he's out of the game. As Worth makes the first free throw, bringing it back down to 11-point lead. Worth's second one on the way, got it to go. 32-22 in favor of the Bison. Collins will bring the ball to the floor against the Salukis man-to-man defense. Goes left side, gets a screen from Funkhauser. Dribbles back into the lane, picks up a dribble. Puts up a shot, no good. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets there to Allen. Allen up court quickly. Stutter step in there, kicks in the corner to Ray. Ray goes baseline, puts up a floater, got it to fall. Salukis not forcing those three-pointers anymore. They're taking the easy shot, trying to open up that defense and going right to the basket. Collins trying to cross up Ray with some fancy ball work there. Trying to cross him up again, passed off to Neely. Neely out near the volleyball line, kicks it inside to Labate, trying to drive to the basket. Kicks it out Funkhauser for three, no good, just short. Back into Funkhauser. And a foul will be called against Labate. He will pick up his second quick foul, team's fifth.
So Labate and Hatcher both have over two fouls, and the only fouls for the Bison are those two.
1 minute to go here in the first half. Grayville leads it 32-24. Worth with it on the right wing. Kicks it back to Ray. Puts up a five-foot floater. Back-to-back floaters by Ray. Pulls him back within six. 45 seconds to go. Hatcher walks. Neely walks it across the timeline. Hands the ball. Doesn't hand it off. Fake knee out. Gets it back up top to Collins. Look for the Bison, maybe going for a last second shot. Hands it back off, almost tipped away there by Allen. Neely going right side, drives the basket, kicks it off to Labate. Easy left-handed layup there. Ray will bring the ball up court, gets into the corner to Gerald. Tipped out of bounds by Collins. It will stay Salukis basketball.
If I were the Salukis, I'd just hold it for the last shot.
18 seconds to go. Gerald will take it out, gets it into Ray. Ray goes up, bounce passes it to Allen. Allen back to Ray. Ray drives inside the lane, puts up another floater, no good. Labate gets the rebound, 5 seconds to go. Neely trying to go coast to coast, looks up at the clock, puts up a shot, no good tip. Allen launches it down court as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, no good. Bison going to the locker room, leading it 34-26. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime at the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. Second day of action, first game going on. Red Hill Salukis taking on the Grayville Bison. They are down here 34-26 to the Bison. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Joe, so far it's been a sloppy first half of basketball is all I can really say. Both teams not really doing much good, and it's just not been looking the greatest. Salukis haven't been able to do much on offense. They've had many attempts at three-pointers, and Gerald has made one of those. They're like one for, I don't even want to know. I'm just going to guess before you give us stats. I'm going to say they're like one of 12 or something like that. I'm sure I'm not far off, but Ray started coming alive there whenever towards the end of the second quarter, whenever they were actually driving to the basket and taking the easy shots, not forcing the three ball and just throwing it up, contested. But Gerald came in there and was able to knock one down and kind of give them a little boost, but they were unable to capitalize on a couple turnovers whenever they had the ball back, and it's just been sloppy for them, and it's been about the same way for the Bison as well, but they're obviously taking a little bit better care of the basketball and taking the easier shots whenever they have it on offense, but they've also gotten more steals on defense from the Salukis.
And you're right. Well, going in the stats real quick, there's two guys you have to stop right now if you have the Salukis to actually try to get back in this game more, and that's Valeria Labate and Braden Hatcher. Hatcher has 12, Labate has 11, Cole Neely has 6 for them. No, hold on. I'll figure that out in a minute. Funkhauser has 5, Collins has 2, and so on the other side for your Salukis, Cameron Ray leading the charge here with 9 points, Worth with 6. That 3 ball for Gerald is his only points of the night. Josh Henry has 2, 4 for Drake Allen, and 2 for Gavin Volkman. And just going into the stats, from 2-point, both teams are pretty even. The Bisons took 5 more from inside the perimeter, 9 for 24, as Red Hill is 9 for 19. But the biggest difference here, I'm going to tell you. So the Bisons are 3 for 5 from downtown, from the 3-point line. But the Red Hill Salukis are 1 for 7.
I wasn't too far off. It just seemed like they taken more, but
I know. Ray's 0 for 4, Henry's 0 for 2, and Allen. They're perfect from the free throw line, 5 for 5, and Grayville's missed 5 free throws. They're 7 for 12, and it's been just back and forth game. You just gotta find a groove, and they have not found it yet.
And sometimes that's what it comes down to, is making free throws. And so far the Salukis have been showing they can make free throws, but right now here at halftime they're down 34 to 26 on an 8-point deficit. And the biggest lead of the night was 12, whenever it was, I believe, 20.
It was 32 to 20, I think.
32 to 20, yeah, whenever Graven went on a run there. But they're going to have to turn something around here in the second half. They seem to have always been a first-half team here at the beginning of the season, but they're going to have to find some kind of groove and come out guns blazing here in the second half and try and get back on top.
And knowing Coach Havley's going to have a good halftime speech, we're going to come out, and hopefully we're going to be playing a lot better. And a little stat correction there. Neely has 1 point. Collins has 5. But right now, I mean, this game could have been a lot worse right now, in my opinion. I mean, there was some Labate. He was jacking up wide open layups, and he was missing them. He missed about 3 or 4 of them in the first quarter, and about maybe 1 in the second quarter. So right there's at least 6 to 8 points right there. Could have been a 14-16 point ball game, and we're just lucky that he had a couple ducks.
I can tell you right now, you saying about Coach Havel giving him a good halftime speech, I can tell you it's good, all right. He's probably getting into them pretty good right now about how they've been playing here this first half and what they need to do and who they need to shut down and what they need to work on offense. He's probably getting on them mainly about that offense. They're just throwing up three-pointers left and right just because they can't break that 3-2 zone defense. But, I mean, they're going to have to find some way, open it up, keep getting good ball movement like we were seeing there towards the beginning of the game, and just open that up and work it inside the best they can and stop going over the top of these guys. They may not be that tall, but they're tall enough they can get up. They got nice verticals is what we've seen. And any team you go up against, you cannot go over the top of, because they're going to jump up, poke it up, or just steal it right away. As both teams are back on the floor, halftime show's brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and take another commercial break and be right back with second half action of basketball. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Both teams are back out on the floor just moments away from second half action. Joe, like we were saying, looking in the second half, Salukis are going to have to really buckle down here on offense and not force so many three balls up.
And they also go, yeah, and if you start getting some easy layups inside the paint, maybe even a couple tough layups too, if you can just go in and start pressuring their zone, they might go out of it and go to a man, and they might be able to break it down even more.
And they, like you said, they did switch from that zone defense in the first quarter to man-to-man in the second quarter. So that's mainly what they're good at, and they just kind of need to stick to that a little bit more. I mean, the zone defense is good to come back to every once in a while, try and throw the opposing team off guard and just throw something different at them. But as we've seen the first game, they were really good with that zone defense, that 3-2 zone trap, and just able to capitalize on that going back and forth, but they came out in the second half and just weren't able to do anything with it. But they're mainly a man-to-man defense kind of team. Bison starts the second half of action out with the basketball. Neely trying to drive right side, backdoor pass to Hatcher, pulls up for a jumper, no good. Worth with the rebound, and it looks like all the starters are back out on the floor for both teams. Kicks it off to Henry in the corner, back up top to Allen. Allen bringing it back cross court to Ray. Looks like the Bison are still in their zone defense. Worth pulls up for three and knocks it down. Whoa. Just buries it, contested. Whoa. Worth getting the Salukis on the board first here in the third quarter, 34-29.
Was not expecting that.
Collins bringing it all the way around to the right side, puts up a shot, no good. Ball tipped in the hands of Ray. Ray bringing it up court quickly, steps back, pulls up for three, jump stop, no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Worth, back to Ray. Ray going to go baseline, spins into the lane, throws up a shot, almost made it, but draws the foul. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 20. Was that thumb up? I couldn't really tell. 25? No, it was Labate. He picks up his third foul, team's first of the half. Ray's first free throw is good. Nothing but net there, pulling back within four. So both Labate and Hatcher playing with three fouls each. Second free throw, no good. 34-30 the score, 1 minute into the third quarter. Neely dribbling out near the volleyball line, guarded there by Volkman. Goes left side to Collins. Collins bringing it all the way around. Keeps it. Tried to drive to the lane, but Ray shutting down. Picks up his dribble. Collins for help. Goes to the basket now. Missed the shot. Worth gets the rebound. Worth outlets there to Ray, and he's up the court in a hurry. Kicks in the corner to Henry. Back up top to Worth. Worth pulling up for another three. No good on that shot. And last touch by the Slickies as it went out of bounds. And Coach Lee wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here for this one. 34-30 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 6:32 to go here in the third quarter. Joe, so far, so good. The Salukis look good coming out of the locker room. Nathan Worth put him up on the board first with a three ball. Gets him to 34-29. And Cameron Ray draws the foul, bringing it to the score we're at now, 34-30. Pulling it back within four. Had an opportunity there to make it maybe a two-point or one-point game.
And right now it's been some surprises here early in the second half, as we know Worth has a little bit of perimeter shooting around him, but nobody expects just the big man to just pull up from anywhere he wants to. I believe he's now 1-for-2 on the season because he has not attempted a three all season before that, if I'm not mistaken. So
I believe he shot a couple there in the game against Sisney, but Worth can be a three-point shooter. I mean, 6'7", but heck, you see guys in the NBA taller than him or even the same height that shoot the ball just as well as he does.
And you're totally right. There's, heck, even 7'2 guys that can shoot threes over 40%.
And looking back to whenever I was in middle school, and this has been years ago, I mean, I'm talking like I'm an old man, but whenever Myers Leonard was in high school, he was really tall, and he was near 7 foot, and he was pulling up for threes. Neely runs right into the lane, elbowed Volkman in the face. No, nothing called, but buries a 12-footer, 36-30. Allen into the corner to Henry, to Ray, swinging around. Good ball movement. Allen pulls up three, short. Worth gets the rebound. Kicks up, spins to the basket. No good on the shot, but draws the foul. He will go to the line to shoot two, and Labate
picks up his fourth foul,
his second here in the second half.
So what are they going to do here? It looks like they're bringing in Cameron Worley again. That's a big height difference there, 6'2 to 5'9.
Worth makes the first one, as Labate will more than likely have a seat for the rest of the third quarter.
And who knows how much he's going to play in the fourth quarter. They're going to be really hesitant playing him.
We're second one on the way. Got them both. 2 of 2, 36-32, back to a four-point deficit. Collins brings across timeline to Funkhauser on the left wing. Dribbles off the screen, drives in the lane, loses control of the basketball into the hands of Ray. Ray barreling down the floor, puts up a shot, fouled on the way up. He will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 15. That is Cole Neely. He will pick up his first foul, team's third of the half. And Ray back to the line, shooting two more.
So instead of the Salukis in foul trouble here in the second half like they were in the first half, it's right now been the Bison here early in the second half.
And they're trying to figure out who the foul was on. The scorer's table didn't get it, but Neely was sticking his hand up like, hey, yeah, I did it. Thought, but not the scorer's miss. Ray makes the first one. And like we were saying in the halftime show, it could come down to made free throws. And Grayville kind of struggling, but right now Red Hill making most of theirs as Ray just made both of those, pulled it back within a two-point lead. And we haven't seen that. Seen a two-point lead since
early
roughly
in the
first quarter, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
36-34, Grayville on top. Funkhauser trapped in the corner, throws it away, and Allen barrels on top of it. And it looks like before he was able to go after it midair, there was a foul called, and it will go against Grayville. That foul will go against number two. That is Lance Collins, picks up his first foul, team fifth. So Salukis have an opportunity here to potentially tie it up or go a point ahead. Ray, right side to Worth. Worth back to Ray. He pulls up for yet another three, just short. He needs to take a step forward. Salukis got the rebound, and Neely will pick up his second foul. Team's fifth.
Ray now 0 for 6 on the night. You don't see that often.
Ray having an off night in some sort of funk he's got to get out of. Henry will inbound it to the left of their basket. Gets it into Ray. Ray goes left side, picks up his dribble, finds Worth, kicks across court to Allen, drives to the basket, no good, gets his own rebound. Put back is good. Nice offensive board, all tied up at 36 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hatcher brings it to the right side, hands off to Neely. Neely bringing it back up top, dribbles off the screen, picks up his dribble inside the lane, finds Worthy, cross court to Collins, driving to the basket. Weird looking pass there inside to Worthy. Get their own rebound. Funkhauser tries to put back, no good. Worth on the rebound. Tried to get it up court to Ray. Almost lost it out of bounds. Throws it away to Collins. Pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Worth again with the rebound. Outlets to Ray. Ray trying to go coast to coast. Steps around. Hatcher, no good on the shot. Hatcher with the rebound. Trying to dribble off Ray there. Brings it across the timeline. Allen picks him up. Takes a screen from Collins. Hatcher, fancy ball work out there. Hands off to Neely. Neely picks up his dribble. Gets Collins. Hands off to Hatcher. Hatcher pump fakes, drives right side, picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Funkhauser. Funkhauser guarded closely there by Henry. Tries to drive off of him. Dribbles the right side, drives inside the lane, puts up a floater, no good. And Funkhauser tried to save it, but throws it off the back of the backboard. And it will stay Saluki, or it will be Saluki basketball.
Great defense to start at the second half of the Salukis right now. And so far on a 10-2 run right now to tie the ball game.
Worth with it, dumps it down low to Volkman. Volkman tried to go up and blocked, and it will go out of bounds. Last touch there by the Bison. Stay Saluki basketball with 3:43 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. All tied up at 36. Henry will inbound, gets it into Allen. Allen dribbles right to the basket, puts it up and in off the board. First lead of the night for the Salukis, 38-36. Hatcher gets a screen from Collins, hands off to Neely. Neely dribbles, tries to go down low, but stolen away, tipped by Worth into the hands of Henry, going coast to coast, no good. Worth with the rebound and put back. 4-point lead for the Salukis, and Coach Lee wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis with their first lead of the night, 40-36. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis take their first lead, 38-36, and then get the steal and score off of that, where we're at 40-36 with 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. First lead of the night for the Salukis.
Didn't they lead early in the first quarter?
I don't believe so.
It's been
Bison the whole way. Hatcher picked up his dribble, finds Funkhauser. Funkhauser drives right side all the way to the basket, throws it up, no good. Got his own rebound, put back, no good. Worth on the rebound, up court to Henry, to Ray. Goes to the basket, throws it up, no good. Ball last touch there by Hatcher as it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Saluki basketball. Ray was throwing that up. He was kind of offset a little bit, coming down and just pushed it up there and almost went in. Ray gets the inbound in the corner, picks up his dribble, finds Volkman for help, hands it off to Allen out near the volleyball line. Allen back to Ray. He comes and gets it. Up top to Worth. Worth down low. Henry back door, squeezes in behind. Oh. No good on the layup. Neely gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court himself. Passes off to Collins. Collins out near the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Worley. Hands off to Hatcher. Pulls up three. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets there to Henry. Henry's going to bring it up court. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Henry calling for some help. Passes off to Ray. Still, Bison still in that 3-2 zone. Back to Ray on the right wing. Ray trying to work it inside. Passes off to Allen. Allen into the corner to Worth. Worth pulls up for another three. No good. Henry got the rebound, but jump ball called as Collins tied up with him. And it will stay Saluki basketball.
It seems like the Bisons are tired. They play a lot of guys, a lot of minutes here, and so they're starting to tire out here.
Yeah, and only Worley has checked in and for anybody on the Bison bench. And Henry got the inbound, tried to pass it through the air to Worth as Worth was going to the basket. And Henry will check out of the game as Gerald will come in with 1:55 to go. Collins will be the point man this time down the floor, walks it across the timeline. Ray picks him up at the volleyball line, gets a screen from Worley, hands it off to Funkhauser. Funkhauser goes all the way to the right wing, picks up his dribble, back up top to Hatcher. Hatcher gets a screen from Worley, and a moving screen called there by Worley. He was doing it a couple times, and they called him for it this go-around. 16 fouls for the Bison, Worley's first foul. Saluki still lead at 40-36, 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Ray into the corner to Gerald. He pulls up for three, no good off the mark. Worley gets the rebound, barreling down court, passes off to Neely. Neely left wing to Hatcher. Hatcher puts it on the floor, almost close to a traveling call, but he got it on the floor first. Collins back to Hatcher. Hatcher gets a screen from Worley, goes to the basket, puts up a floater, no good. Ball comes away into the hands of Ray. Ray trying to go all the way to the basket. Shut down by Funkhauser. Count it and one.
Wow. Great drive and spin off there for Cameron Ray.
And that foul will go against number 11. That is Kenneth Funkhauser. Picks up his first foul, I believe, and team seventh of the half.
And what's crazy is no fouls yet for the Red Hill Salukis here in the third quarter.
Ray gets the old-fashioned three-point play by making his free throw, 43-36, just under a minute to go. Hatcher passes off into the corner to Neely, goes baseline, picks up his dribble, gets it off to Worley. Worley driving right to the basket, up and in. Allen up court quickly, passes off to Worth. Worth over to Ray from the right wing. No shot. And they're calling a foul against Volkman. I'm not sure what was going on.
I don't know, something with him and Neely down low, so I don't know.
So Volkman with two fouls now, 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hatcher bringing it up across the timeline, calling a play in. Looks like they're spreading it out a little bit. Neely, right side to Worley. Worley cross-court pass back to Neely. Back over to Hatcher on the far side, 20 seconds left. Hatcher dribbling out near the volleyball line, right side to Worley. He drives right to the basket, puts it up and in for two. Worley with 4 points back-to-back. 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ray passed off to Volkman, cross-court pass. Gerald from the corner buries the three as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it going into the fourth quarter, 46-40. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball. Right.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Fourth and final quarter of action getting set to start. Salukis are leading it 46-40, their biggest lead of the night so far. And, Joe, you said they had a 20-4 run?
It was a 20-6 run. They were down by 8 at halftime, 34-26, and now they're up 46-40 here starting the fourth quarter.
So they won the third quarter tonight. And the Bison start out with the basketball. Collins pass left side to Neely. Neely cross-court pass to Hatcher. Pulls up from the right wing. No good. And Henry gets the rebound. Passes up court to Allen. Allen trying to go all the way to the basket. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Worley with the rebound. Brings it across the timeline. Into the corner to Hatcher. Hatcher bringing it back up top. Gets it to Neely. Neely into the corner to Collins. Pump fakes. Bringing it back up top. Guarded by Ray. Passed off to Neely on the left wing. Back up top to Hatcher. Trying to work against this man-to-man defense. Collins going to drive the lane. Step around Worth. Throws it up. No good. Hatcher on the rebound. Back out to Collins. Picks up the dribble. Passes off to Funkhauser. Funkhauser dribbling out near the volleyball line now. Slowing it down a little bit. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher up top to Neely. Neely at the top key, passes down low to Worley, flashing through the baseline, brings it back, down low to Hatcher, and last touch out of bounds by the Salukis. It will be Bison basketball. Worley will inbound just to the right of their goal, gets it into Funkhauser. Funkhauser over to Collins, inside to Hatcher, step back, cross-court pass. Funkhauser inside to Neely. Neely back out to Worley. He pulls up for three. No good. Allen on the rebound. Gets it up court to Ray. Ray working against Collins. And a foul will be called. That foul will go against number two. That is Lance Collins. He picks up his second foul. Team's eighth. So Ray at the line shooting one in bonus.
5-6 on the night so far.
6:23 to go here in the game. Ray at the line. Free throw on the way. No good. Worth on the rebound. Spins right back to the basket. Count it. And one. So Ray gets to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul will go against number four.
Correction, that's Worth.
Cameron Worley picks up his second foul. And just as we said, Valerio Labate sat out the rest of the third quarter, coming back in at about the same time he came out in third quarter, and Worley will have a seat. So Labate playing with four fouls. Worst free throw is good. Extends that lead to 9, their biggest lead of the night. Biggest lead of the night has been 12 by the Bison, 49-40 in favor of the Salukis. Hatcher dumps into the corner to Collins. Collins trying to work against Henry. Back up top. Hatcher passes off to Funkhauser. Brings it back out to the volleyball line. Goes all the way to the right side, guarded by Ray. Passes off to Neely. Neely pulls up for three. No good. Falling away as Labate stretches. Gets the rebound out to Hatcher. He's going to try for three and buries it. Hatcher has got 2 threes on the night. Gerald within the corner. Back up top to Ray. Ray, cross court there to Henry, dumps it off to Worth, cross court to Ray. Ray steps up, passes off to Gerald. Gerald drives, throws it away into the backcourt. Henry goes and gets it, and it will be a backcourt violation. So turnover there by the Salukis.
That three by the Bisons was the first since the first quarter. That's the first one they've made since the first quarter, should I say.
And I believe both of them by Hatcher.
Yeah.
Funkhauser gets it into Labate. On the left wing, back up top to Neely. Neely gets a screen there from Funkhauser, picked up by Gerald. Dribbling up top, hands it off to Collins. Collins steps up, passes off to Neely, pulls up for three, no good. Henry on the rebound. Labate steps up and a little bit of pressure put on. And Henry's called for the travel, but earlier in the game, whenever I believe it was Hatcher went for the ball, and slid across the floor with it, he wasn't called for the traveling. So kind of a missed call, I feel like, there, but nobody listens to us as the inbound was tipped away by Worth, and Labate was going for the basketball and slid across the floor, and there was a foul called on Red Hill, and that foul went against Henry, and Neely gets teed up as he pushed the ball off to Henry. So Henry picks up his third, only the team's second foul. And so Ray will go to the other end of the court to shoot the technical shots.
That was a weird sequence right there. I thought Labate, the way he was sounding, like he got the technical. So
Ray makes the first free throw. And I believe off the technical, they will get the ball.
I believe so, too. You said that foul on Red Hill was Josh Henry, right?
Yes, it was. And missed the second one. And the score is now 50-43, and the Salukis will have the basketball. So Henry will inbound it out there near midcourt. And looks like Worley's going to be checking in for Neely as he will have a seat. Neely picked up his third foul there. Henry and Ray back and forth into the corner to Gerald. Back up top, Henry. Has the basketball back now near the volleyball line. Passes off to Worth right through his hands. Out of bounds. So turnover there to the Bison with 4:49 to go. Collins passes it in to Hatcher. Hatcher brings it across the timeline. Guarded there by Allen. Dumps it down low to Labate. No good on the shot. Ball tipped around. Labate picks it back up before going out of bounds. Put up a shot. No good. Collins swoops in for rebound. No good on the shot, but foul was called on the floor. And that foul will go against number 12. Cameron Ray picks up his second foul, team third of the half. Volkman checking in for Gerald. And tell you the truth, Labate could have got called for a technical there. The ref was kind of talking to him, and he's talking to Bison head coach about it a little bit, giving him a little slack there. Ball inbounded to Funkhauser as he tried to pass it down low to Labate. Goes right through his hands, out of bounds. Turnover to the Salukis. 50-43, the score with 4:25 to go here in the game. Allen passes back to Ray. Ray trying to work it inside, drives inside. Loses control of the basketball, out of bounds. And referee is trying to talk it over. Looked like it was tipped. But they're saying it was last touch by Ray or Volkman touched it. So it will be Bison basketball. Ray steps up, puts a little pressure on. Collins will get the inbound, bringing it across the timeline. Passes off to Funkhauser. Funkhauser dribbling right side, hands it off to Hatcher. Hatcher at the top of the key gets a screen from Labate. Passes off to Collins. Collins driving right side, shut down by Worth. Worth tried to tip it away, drives inside, puts up a shot to the basket. No good. Stepped around him, and Worth will be called for his second foul, I believe. Picks up fourth team foul. Sorry, Worth's third foul, team's fourth. Collins at the line, shooting two. Collins' first free throw on the way. Nothing but net there, 50-44. And Neely will come back in as Worley will check out. 3:55 to go. Collins still has one shot. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and People's State Bank. Collins missed the second one. Volkman got the rebound. Outlets to Allen. Allen brings it up the floor. Passes off to Ray. Ray, dribbling out near the volleyball line. Almost looks like a man-to-man defense now, but no, it's still a zone defense by the Bison. Ray out near the volleyball line. Collins stepped up on him. Henry with the basketball now. Dribbles off his leg. Collins picks it up as it creamed away. Up to Funkhauser. Puts up a jumper. No good. Worth stretches for the rebound. Passes off to Ray. Funkhauser trying to get back on the ball. Worth stepping in, trying to screen for him. Worth with it now. Dumps it low to Volkman. Tipped around, and Labate gets the steal. And Worth will barrel in and foul Labate and pick up his fourth foul. So each team has a player playing with four fouls. That was team's fifth foul. And Gerald will come in for Worth. And Worth will take a seat for a little bit. He will probably come back in here shortly with 3:09 to go in the game. Suzuki's up by 6, 50-44 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Ball inbounded to Hatcher in the backcourt. Brings it across, guarded by Ray, passes off to Funkhauser. Funkhauser pump fakes, picks up his dribble inside, passes off to Labate. Into the corner to Neely. Neely back to Labate. Labate on the right wing, needs some help, guarded by Henry. Backdoor pass to Hatcher, no good on the jumper. Funkhauser saves it from going out of bounds to Neely. And Neely called for the travel. And he looks over at his coach and he's like, yep, you did. Turnover there, 2:43 to go.
Bison have been playing really sloppy here in the second half, and Red has been just taking care of the ball. And I mean, it's been a crazy fourth quarter here. Not a lot of scoring, but it's been just fine. And the Red Hills still have a 6-point lead here.
In this half so far, the Bison have only scored 10 as Ray drives to the basket. No good. Put back good by Henry. Ray put on a little bit of pressure there. Funkhauser with the basketball now. Jump stop pulled up from way downtown. No good. Gerald on the rebound. Outlets to Ray. Ray tried to go up court, but Funkhauser stole it right through his hands. Dumps it down low to Collins, and Collins was on the baseline. Out of bounds. Lucky break there for the Salukis. And Coach Lee wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrol Federal Credit Union. Salukis lead at 52-44. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Salukis are up by 8, 52-44, with 2:09 to go here in the game. They've just been dominating the second half, coming out of the locker room after Probably a good chewing by Coach Havel at halftime and really got it in their heads that they need to come out on top. Volkman down low, puts up shot, got it to find the bottom of the basket. 10-point lead, the biggest lead for the Salukis here tonight. Collins off to Hatcher. Hatcher pump fakes, puts it on the floor. Left side to Funkhauser. He brings it back up top inside to Labate. Labate driving in, tipped away by Allen. Henry picks it up. Allen gets the basketball back, kicks it up court to Ray. Ray spins to the basket inside to Allen. Allen puts up a floater, no good. Tipped into the hands of Worth. Worth back to Henry. Minute and a half to go. Worth back to Henry, cross court to Ray. Ray inside to Allen. He brings it back out. Finds Henry cross court. Out near the volleyball line, back to Ray. Ray spins around, pulls up for three, no good. Hatcher gets the rebound, barreling down the floor, goes coast to coast, no good. Labate, put back, no good. Collins, put back, no good. Collins gets his own rebound, trapped underneath there, tried to throw it up again, no good. Worth got the rebound, but loses control of it, saves it from going out of bounds. Collins gets it, and a foul called against Cameron Ray. He will pick up his third foul, team's sixth. Cameron Ray, four fouls. Coach Havel wants a timeout with 55 seconds to go. So two players playing for the Salukis with four fouls. Ray and Worth will go ahead and keep it here. 54 to 44, a big difference from the first half, Joe. Salukis came out guns blazing, firing on all cylinders on the offensive side of the ball, took the lead, and outscored the Bison 20-6 in the third quarter. Absolutely owned it, and have only held the Bison to 10 points here in the second half total.
It's been a great defense, and also the Bison's playing a little sloppy here in the second half. They thought they had the game won. They playing a little bit too on their high horses, and it bit them in the end right now. And so far it's been about a 28-10 run here in the second half for the Red Hill Salukis.
Funkhauser will inbound it to Labate. Labate rolling to the middle of the floor, no good on the shot, and Labate will pick up his fifth and final foul. He will foul out of the game as he was guarding Worth there. And checking in for him will be number 20, Parker Burton. His first appearance, first fresh body off the bench since Worley. Worth at the line shooting two here. 49.8 seconds to go here in the game. Worth makes it, making it 55 to 44. Looking to match the lead that the Bison had. 12 here with this free throw on the way. Got them both. 56 to 44. Biggest lead of the night for the Salukis and by both teams. 12-point lead. Hatcher pulls up from just inside three-point line, in and out, no good. Worth tracks it down, passes off to Ray. Ray up court, wide open to Volkman. He slows it up, backs it out to Henry. Henry over to Worth. Worth cross court to Ray, 30 seconds to go, and Funkhauser will be called for the intentional foul on Ray. So Hatcher will pick up an intentional foul, his first foul of the night. That doesn't sound
right. That's his second foul tonight.
That should be his second foul tonight. But he picks up an intentional with 29 seconds to go. And Ray will go to the line to shoot two. First one, no good. A little too much backspin on that one. Second one on the way for Ray. Got it to go. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And it should be Salukis basketball out of bounds, and it is. 57 to 44, biggest of the lead of the night by anybody. 13-point lead as number five checks into the game, Cameron Finch for the Bison. And Allen got the inbounds and foul called against number 25. That is Braden Hatcher. He picks up his fourth foul. And Allen will go to the line shooting double bonus. 26.8 seconds to go here in the game. Salukis walking away with it. Allen's first free throw, no good. 57-44 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. And Coach Lee wants a timeout We'll go ahead and take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Allen at the line shooting double bonus. Missed his first one. Second one on the way. Got it to fall. 58-44, 14-point lead. Neely brings it up court, passes off to Hatcher. Pulls up for three at the top of the key. No good. Henry on the rebound. Holding the ball there. He's going to dribble out of it. 15 seconds to go. Bison back off. Volkman throws it down court. Ray picks it up before Neely steals it away. Backs it back out to Henry with 5 seconds to go. And he's going to dribble it out. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis win it here tonight on the second day of the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament in the first game, 58-44. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back with post-game stats. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball, The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraer Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraer Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit EmbraerFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraer Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCU.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for 3 generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Salukis win it against the Grayville Bison 58-44. They really came out and played. They still kind of played two quarters, I feel, in a sense. But they came out here in the second half after a good talking to by Coach Havel and really lit it up from all around. They weren't forcing any three-point shots and started taking the better decision of opening up that 3-2 zone defense by the Bison and just driving it in the lane and working it inside. And Ray was on fire there for a little bit. He had, I believe, 6 back-to-back points from just driving inside the lane and putting it up and in. And that's really what they should have been looking for the whole game. But they were more consistently with more content, I should say, was shooting three-pointers there in the first half, and Ray didn't hit a single one, and the only two they made was by Gerald in the first quarter and then by Worth there early in the third quarter. But I think you got some unofficial stats, but we'll take a look at them here real quick. Joe, I'll let you do your thing.
So on the night, Nathan Wirth was the leading scorer for your Red Hills Salukis as he had 18 points. He was 9 for 9 from the free throw line there. 17 from Cameron Ray. Did not make a single three. He was 0 for 7 on the night. He had 9 points from Drake Allen, 6 from Gerald, his 2 threes. Henry had 4, and so did Volkman. And on the other side, what you needed to do, and it did happen, Hatcher, who had 12 in the first half, only had 3 in the second half, had 15. They shut out Labate. He had 11 points on the night. 3 by Cole Neely, 5 by Funkhauser, 4 by Worley, and 6 by Collins. And poor Lance Collins went unofficially 0 for 10 from the field. And trying to find the final couple stats here. Red Hill was 12 for 36, or Grayville was 12 for 36 on the night from the 2-point. Red Hill was 16 for 35 from 2-point. 4 for 13 from downtown was Grayville. And Red Hill was 3 for 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 on the night. But the big key difference, it looks like, is going to be the free throw, as it looks like Grayville was 8 for... It's like 8, if I can do math right here. 8 for 13 on the night. And then over here for Red Hill, they missed 5 free throws and made 17 of them. They were 17 for 22 on the night from the free throw line. So, I mean, all around a good game. And there's nothing you can really say except great defense in that second half. Grayville thought they had it in the first half, but just they came out flat, and that's what happens when you come out flat in the second half.
And it's kind of a mirror image, if you think about it, for both teams. First half, Grayville was on fire there and just lighting it up, and then Salukis were laying it down there in that first half and then come out on firing on all cylinders there in the second half, and then Grayville was just kind of laying down. And the Salukis only held them to 10 points on defense there the whole second half, so... Good job there by the Salukis there in the second half, pulling out the win 58-44. We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and possibly thoughts on the game by Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Well, the Johnson deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming back out of the break, it is now time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And Joe, I'll go ahead and let you announce his stats and who we're giving it to.
So we are going to give it to that big man down low, the 6'7", senior Nathan Wirth. He was 1 for 3 from 3, 3 for 8 from the 2-point line, and the big stat, Ryan, 9 for 9 from the free throw line.
You don't see that too often in a high school basketball game, going 100% from the free throw line, but that was a good job there by Nathan Wirth.
And it was, and he was 18 points on the night in total, probably had a couple good blocks too. And
had a lot of offensive boards and quite a few defensive boards as well, and that's one thing that Salukis been good about this season so far.
And right now, I mean, like we just mentioned too, they 20-6 third quarter, got them to a 6-point lead, and then they just kept pouring it on. And right now, I mean, it's going to be a tough game tomorrow night as they take on the Sisney Running Lions as we await the Coach Brian Havel for possibly a coach's interview.
And like you said, they are playing the Sistine Running Lions, who they were supposed to play on Monday but got canceled due to weather. So we will be playing them tomorrow. It will be the second time we will have played them this year so far. And the first time, that was a pretty good dogfight. Sistine came out just running the floor like there was no tomorrow. They were running every play they had, and it was a fast-paced game. I mean, Sistine very well surprised me. He took care of the ball very well, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a repeat of the first game of the season or even closer. You know, I mean, Sistine may come out and possibly outscore the Salukis quite a bit. I mean, things change from the beginning of the season to about the middle of the season, so anything could happen.
I'm going to get a quick look at the final score from that game. Beginning of the season, they won that game 50-42. It's only an 8-point game there, but like we mentioned, first game of the season, Sistine's probably played a lot since then, as they, it's not really updated on Cal Preps or Max Preps, as they beat Grayville 45-40. They played Dietrich and Edwards County. They lost both those games. So, I mean, just a lot of differences here. The Red Hills played about 10-11 games as well as compared to Sistine's, like, 4 games.
And I see Coach Brian Havel out there. I don't know if I could get his attention, see if he wants to come up here real quick and talk a little bit. But excellent job tonight by the Red Hill Salukis, getting the win 58-44 going into tomorrow's game, the third day of the 66th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. 1-1 so far. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and try and get his attention. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Country legends live. WAKO Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Salukis fans, here with head coach Brian Havel. Coach, great win tonight, 58-44. Kind of sloppy there in the first half, a little rough there on offense. They were really shutting you down with that 3-2 zone.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to explain it. We didn't come out ready to play. I mean, that was obvious. I felt like the last two games, you know, the only game in North Clay, we played our tails off, and we talk about it constantly, and, you know, we talked about it at halftime that as coaches – I know we don't control whether the ball goes in the hole and that sort of thing, but the one thing that should be night in, night out is effort. And it was nowhere to be found in the first half, and that's so frustrating because I told the kids, I said, that kind of thing's not even in my DNA. I mean, it gives zero ability to get out there and bust your butt and get on the floor for a loose ball, rebound the ball. And We were fortunate. I told the kids, I said, you know, after the game, we honestly didn't deserve to win this game. But, I mean, we did, you know, we held them to 10 points in the second half. I said, that's the frustrating thing. You know, they scored 34 in the first half. We hold them to 10 in the second half. So, you know, that you can understand why that frustrates us as coaches. But the kids did come out second half, and we obviously played a not a great second half, but a much better second half.
And unofficially, we had Nathan Worth for 9 of 9 at the free throw line. And I was telling Joe there at halftime, eventually it might come down to who makes the most free throws at the end of the game. And not necessarily it did tonight, but, I mean, we had a lot of opportunities. But, honestly, it almost kind of reminded me of the first game of the season, a lot of poor ball
yeah,
handling.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it looked like a little bit of a regression. I, you know, the last couple games, I think I started gaining some confidence in the kids, and then we kind of resort back to some very uncharacteristic things, just not just offensively but defensively. And you know, we don't get to practice. We come back and play again tomorrow night. And you know, I told the kids, I said, it, you know, I guess hopefully when you win a game, it's great to win a game and hopefully learn a lesson. And hopefully we did, because we got to come out ready to play tip to finish tomorrow night if we expect to win, or else we won't win.
Well, good win tonight, Coach. And see the Sisney Running Lions tomorrow night for the second time. And it could be a different team we see in a lot closer match.
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck, Coach. Head Coach Brian Havel on his thoughts of the game, and like you said, he's seen a lot more effort the last two games, so hopefully tomorrow night we'll see the same effort we've seen the previous couple of games. And that'll just about do it here for us at the 66th Annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament Day 2. We'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same place. And for everybody here, Joe Bogart, thanks for helping out as always. Bill Schroed back to the studio keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukies basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Amberall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.